Good evening. In the news tonight, family and friends said goodbye to a six-year-old killed during a police pursuit in Louisiana. Moral Monday in New York remembers a Brooklyn native, Marion Carey. She was killed by Washington, D.C. police. Low-wage workers from across the U.S. plan a day of action to raise the minimum wage nationwide. Environmentalists urge Governor Cuomo to veto the offshore Port Ambrose project. An election in Myanmar, also known as Burma, shines light on U.S. interests in the region. Anger spilled onto New York City streets as Latino millennials and other activists protested Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump over his stance on Mexican immigrants. With these and other stories in New York, I'm Linda Perry, and this is the news for Monday, November 9th, 2015. Family and friends said goodbye today to a six-year-old autistic child, Jeremy Martis. He was killed during a police pursuit in Louisiana that left his father seriously wounded. Authorities say Martis died last Tuesday in Marksville, Louisiana, after city marshals fired into a vehicle driven by his dad, Chris Few. State police said they found no evidence that Few had a gun. Two law enforcement officers are in custody and face charges of second-degree murder and attempted second-degree murder.
Jeremy Martis, 6 years old. He didn't deserve to die like that.
Colonel Mike Edmondson is with the Louisiana State Police.
We took some of the body cameras footage. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm going to tell you this. It is the most disturbing thing I've seen. And I will leave it at that.
The family recently moved to Marksville, Louisiana from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Tonight is what New York activists call Moral Monday, People's Monday, when New York City shut it down heads to Grand Central to demand justice, including reforms to policing and the criminal justice system. It's been the tradition to honor a person killed by police. Tonight, beginning at 7 p.m., it's Miriam Carey, a 34-year-old black woman and mother. She grew up in NYCHA housing in Brooklyn, Brooklyn's Pink Houses Project. Carey graduated from Brooklyn College. She was working as a dental assistant in Stamford, Connecticut, when she was gunned down by Capitol Police and Secret Service in Washington, D.C. Carey was unarmed with her 13-month-old baby in the back seat of her car at the time of the shooting. The preliminary and final investigations performed by the Metropolitan Police Department indicated Miriam violated no laws. No police officers were prosecuted in her death. In other news, low-wage workers from across the U.S. will join together in a day of action tomorrow to raise the minimum wage nationwide. Walkouts are planned for 270 cities. In New York State, fast food workers who recently won a raise of the minimum wage to $15 an hour through Governor Cuomo's wage board are still fighting for union rights, and they are flexing their political muscle. They are asking lawmakers to support $15 as a minimum wage for all workers. In New York State, 8.8 million workers earn less than $15 an hour. A company attempting to develop a liquefied natural gas transfer point in the waters off New York and New Jersey has been met by criticism from environmentalists. They argue the plan is dangerous and unnecessary. Andrea Sears reports.
Following 4 days of public hearings last week, the governor has until December 21st to stop the offshore liquefied natural gas facility proposed for 20 miles from Long Island's Jones Beach. Jessica Roth of Catskill Mountain Keeper says the port is unnecessary and hazardous.
It's incredibly dangerous. It's destructive to the ocean floor, to the water, to the air, and then anything that relies on the ocean for its livelihood.
Liberty Natural Gas, the developer of the project, says the port would stabilize the natural gas supply and lower the price in a region that has some of the highest gas prices in the country. The public comment period on Port Ambrose ends on November 30th. Either Governor Cuomo or New Jersey Governor Chris Christie can veto the project. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
In international news, former political prisoner and opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has claimed victory in the parliamentary elections on Sunday in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Don DeBar has been following this story and sends this report.
The elections were seen in the West as the first free elections in the country in decades, even though Muslim candidates were barred from taking part.
As far as the result is concerned, it will not bring any specific change for the Rohingyas.
Sheikh Furtwis is head of Rohingya Federation of Arakan. His party was purged from Aung San Suu Kyi's Buddhist Majority, NLD party.
They eliminated all the Muslims from her party. So there is no clear stand for the Rohingyas.
The vote in Myanmar is seen as a potential extension of U.S. influence into a country that has been closely allied with China and India. Don DeBar, WBAI News, New York.
And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. This weekend, a handful of supporters of Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump stood near the entrance of NBC, where he was to host Saturday Night Live. They carried signs which read, "Build the wall. Donald Trump is hosting SNL. Get over it."
The stupidity. If they don't like it, go home.
Tammy, visiting New York City from West Virginia, looks over at Trump protesters disapprovingly.
I think that when you come to this country, they should respect our rules, learn our language, and be able to become a part of our country rather than trying to force us to become a part of their beliefs.
Tammy seems to be the kind of person Donald Trump attracts.
There's just still so much racism today. I think there's just such a great divide of, you know, like between the rich and the poor and, you know, white and black and Mexican. I can never live in anybody else's shoes, but I think people just need to accept people for who they are and embrace them.
Henry Pacheco was born in California. Now he lives in Brooklyn. He's a writer who says he's a voice for Latino millennials.
You know, I'm Mexican. My family, you know, were Mexican. So for him to say, you know, Mexicans are racist and drug dealers and criminals, I'm not a racist, I'm not a drug dealer, I'm not a criminal.
Monica Cruz, a political science major at Fordham University, has the bullhorn. The crowd repeats after her. They think it's a joke. They think it's a game.
A lot of the media coverage and attention that Trump has gotten, you know, from even more liberal people, is, don't take him seriously. It's a joke. But we see the dangerous implications.
Karina Garcia is also originally from California. She lives, though, in Queens. Her parents are from Mexico.
Trump represents American-style fascism, you know. I know that his racism, it's provocative and it's to get headlines, but it has a really very real impact on our communities. You know, our families are the ones who pay the price for his bigotry, and racism is one of those things that you just can't ignore. It's like a tumor. It spreads.
Garcia says it's important to take the opportunity to speak out and spread a message of unity, of full rights for all workers, to tell people born in the U.S. that immigrants are not your enemies.
Immigrants are not the ones who cut your wages. They're not the ones who sent, factories abroad. They're not the ones who cut your pension. They're not the ones who took away your health care. They're not the ones who received billions of dollars of bailouts from your tax money. That was the banks. That was people like Trump and his friends.
Marnie Halassa is a performance artist with Occupy Wall Street and Revolution is Sexy.
Really, what I would like to see is that the bigwigs from corporate media and SNL and NBC state that they're here not to make the world a better place, that they sanction and advocate hate speech, and that, you know, they accept it.
Dressed in red, Halassa is hot. She wears a sexy devil's costume and holds a bundle of dollars. Her sign reads, "Ratings hotter than hell."
And it's really a play on the fact that SNL, like, all they care about is the ratings. And the devil is congratulating them, and the devil is evil, so what they're doing is evil, but the devil loves it.
We're going to ask the business community to step up and pull out money from advertisement.
Frank Garcia is head of the New York State Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. It has 80,000 members. He says NBC is getting a lot of heat for having Trump on SNL. Garcia says not only is Trump anti-immigrant, but also against small businesses.
He's made a lot of money off the community. We researched some of the jobs that he's done in Mexico and Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic, and he made a lot of money off us. And he's not someone you could trust.
Meanwhile, the Republican presidential hopeful went on SNL as scheduled Saturday night. Ratings were solid, but not huge. What remains to be seen is whether his appearance hurt or helped him, NBC, and SNL, which has been declining in viewership for years. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.